Hello again and welcome to the program. We're here in Colossians. We're looking at the message series we're entitled The Last Mile of the Way. Again, Paul the Apostle gave his life for the Lord, but he said in Acts 20 that I might finish my course with joy and the ministry which I have received of the Lord. We are living in the last mile of the way. There's absolutely no doubt whatsoever. If you read the scriptures and you check the news today, it's happening the way Jesus said it would happen just before he comes back. We're looking in Colossians 2, verse number 8. Paul said, "Beware, lest any man spoil you through philosophy and vain deceit, after the tradition of men, after the rudiments of the world, and not after Christ." Then in verse 18 he said, "Let no man beguile you of your reward." We're going to look at this. We need to make it a matter of prayer, though, before we do. Again, let's pray. Let's be serious about this. Let's make this our prayer. Open my eyes that I may see glimpses of truth thou hast for me. Let's sincerely make this our prayer today.
Open my eyes that I may see glimpses of truth thou hast for me. Place in my hands the wonderful key that shall unclasp and set me free. Silently now I wait for thee, ready, my God, thy will to see. Open my eyes, illumine me, Spirit divine.
Ready, my God, thy will to see. That needs to be our prayer. Well, in Colossians 2, he said again, "Beware, lest any man spoil you through philosophy and vain deceit, after the tradition of men, after the rudiment of the world, and not after Christ." Colossians 2:18, he said, "Let no man beguile you of your reward." Now, notice he said, they're going to spoil you through philosophy. Philosophy is simply how we do what the Lord tells us to do. And that's a big issue. We need to do the Lord's will, but we need to do it the Lord's way. He said, watch now, there's going to be deceit. You're going to be deceived into doing it after the tradition of men, after the ways of the world, and not after Christ. He said, let no man beguile you of your reward. Now, that's beguiling, deceiving. It was in Matthew chapter 4 that Jesus was asked the question, what shall be the sign of thy coming and of the end of the age? And he said in verse 4, take heed that no man deceive you. He said in verse 5, many shall come and deceive many. Verse 11, false prophets shall deceive many. Again in 24, false prophets shall deceive. So he said a lot of things in Matthew chapter 4 about the end of the age. But the major focus here is that beware, because you are going to be deceived. Now, he wasn't talking to the world in general. He's talking to his disciples. And so the message is for us, watch out, lest any man spoil you through philosophy. Let no man beguile you of your reward. So as you go down through chapter 2, we see here that the focus is on Christ. I think we could do this with every chapter in a simple little book here of Colossians. The focus is constantly on Christ. Keep your focus on Him, that He might have the preeminence in everything. So as we get into the last mile of the way in chapter 3, we read, if ye then be risen with Christ, seek those things which are above, where Christ sitteth on the right hand of God. And then he said, set your affection on things above and not on things on the earth. Now notice he says seek and he says set. Set your affection on things above and not on things of the earth. And so we have this choice. We are free will agents. God doesn't make us do what He wants us to do as Christians. He says, here it is. Here's the Word of God, and here's the power to get it done. Your choice. And we need to make this a daily choice. Am I going to seek those things that are above today? Am I going to set my affection on things above and not on things of the earth? It is simply a choice. To seek is to attempt to obtain or achieve something, or to ask for something from someone. So we're talking really here about prayer. Set is to direct with fixed attention on something. Our affection, a feeling of liking and caring for someone or something. Do we care about the Lord? Do we care about His Word? It's a case of making our decision as we come into the last mile of the way. And so once again, we're going to play this message in song. Let's make it our prayer. And look at the chorus. Silently now I wait for Thee. Ready, my God, Thy will to see. Open my eyes, illumine me, Spirit divine.
Open my eyes that I may see glimpses of truth Thou hast for me. Place in my hands the wonderful key that shall unclasp and set me free. Silently now I wait for Thee, ready, my God, Thy will to see. Open my eyes, illumine me, Spirit divine. Thank you. there, gladly the warm truth everywhere. Open my heart and let me prepare to love with thy children thus who share. Silently now I wait for thee, ready my God, thy